have a wonderful quote from Abraham to focus for our meditation today. They told a story about Esther and her grandchildren that was just charming. And it was so inspirational to me that I transcribed pages and pages of it. So I'm going to read that to you, and then we're going to use that as our focus. So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember that we are the leading edge of non-physical thought. We are the forwardmost position, and we are backed by infinite intelligence, creativity, and love. So let's just breathe into the love and find that space of comfort and relaxation, where we can allow our minds to expand, we can allow our vibration to raise, and tune in to the frequency of Abraham romping and playing through yesterday's workshop in North Los Angeles, January 26, 2013, knowing that they are so brilliant. And as they bring this wonderful information to us, it raises our vibration so that we become a vibrational match to what's in our vortex. So listen to Abraham as they talk about shiny beaded things in yesterday's workshop. Abraham said, "Do you go to a party to fill time? Or do you go to a party to have fun? Do you get in a conversation just to make the day pass faster? Or do you get in a conversation to stimulate interest?" Esther was over with her grandchildren, Kate and Luke, the other night, and they had 1 hour before they were to go to bed. And Esther said, "What do you want to do?" They couldn't decide because Kate's female, Luke's male, Kate's older, Luke's younger. They couldn't find anything that they both mutually wanted to do. And they both wanted to do it with Grandma. So Esther said, "Well, let's watch television." And Kate said something very profound. "I don't want to watch television, Grandma. It will make the time go too fast." She wanted to savor this hour. What they were both saying is, we don't want to do something that's not very fun. We want to do something that's really fun. We don't want to just have a moment. We don't want this hour to just go by. We want this to be an hour that's representative of the life we're supposed to be living. And as Esther listened to them, she thought, "You are amazing and greedy little children, and it is so good to want this hour of your life to be all it could be." So Esther said, "All right, then it has to be something new, something that we've never done before, something that we've never even thought of before." And she went in, and there was a porcelain wastebasket that looked like it had never been used, and she took it from the guest bathroom and put it in the middle of the living room floor. And then she took coasters. Esther calls them shiny beaded things because she couldn't remember what they were called. Shiny beaded things. And she took a shiny beaded thing, and it was a really good weight. And she started lobbing them, the coasters, into the wastebasket for a good 30 minutes past their bedtime because it was so much fun. No one wanted to stop. Now, we know maybe this isn't your idea of having the most fun, but it was the best Esther could come up with in the moment. And it was something that was new and was exciting, and they excelled at it. They were so good at it. They had so much fun at it, and it was an hour and a half, don't tell Mother, of really, 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 really good investment in life, you see. And that's what we wish for you. We wish for you to find shiny beaded things and lob them into things that are meaningful to you. We wish for you to care so much about this hour that you're not willing to squander it on an old unhappy memory, or you're not willing to squander it on some subject that your inner being won't join you in. We want this to be an hour that you want to live as fully as you can. And as you start approaching life that way, what you'll discover is there are a whole lot of us really good at a whole lot of things. Really good at a whole lot of things. How is it that little kids who never lobbed anything at anything in that way before could do it so well? How could they do it? Because they were tuned in, tapped in, turned on. Their hand-eye coordination, their inner beings within them. It was really a beautiful thing to experience. All of us had fun. Abraham's talking about themselves playing with Esther and the kids. And it was as meaningful as world peace. It was as meaningful as finding cures to things. It was as meaningful as anything any of you will live. You just have to accept that you're worthy and that non-physical cares and that now is the moment where you can hook up or not. And you have to care that this be one of those moments, that you're willing to go after it as one of those moments. And you come into this attitude of being unwilling to squander your life on less meaningful things. Because once you found something really meaningful, you must have that meaningful thing. You cannot go back. You can never go back to less than you have lived. And the little ones still remember that it's supposed to be fun. Many of you have resigned yourself to accepting that it isn't supposed to be fun. But it is. It is. It really is, you see. And later on, Abraham said, Esther wants to get a easy button that instead of saying that was easy, say that was fun. And she said, pretend it's your nose and you can press the easy button on your nose and say that was fun, that was fun, that was fun. So in our meditation today, we are going to focus on places in our lives where we connected with the fun. That was fun. That was fun. That was fun. Paul and I got two new cats this week, and one of them is absolutely insane about the laser pointer. And she will run up and down the stairs. She will run in circles. She will run and slide on the carpet in the bathroom because she wants that red dot so bad because she touches her nose and says, that was fun. That was fun. That was fun. And when I shut it off, she says, "Pam, where is it? I want more." So think back in your life to moments of newness, moments of exhilaration, moments of that was fun. And most of us here are over 40. So let's go back a long way. Let's go back to being tiny little children. See what you can remember about being a tiny little child, maybe under 10 years old, maybe even under 5 years old, if you can remember that. And remember a toy or a pet or a moment where you said, that was fun. What were you doing? Were you indoors or outdoors? What time of day was it? What was the temperature? Can you get a visceral feeling of that was fun? That was fun as a little child, wide open to being tuned in, tapped in, and turned on, allowing that non-physical energy to flow through you, allowing the energy to just run and race and thrill and delight you. That was fun. That was fun. I want to do more of that. Something you went to bed thinking about and woke up in the morning thinking about. Think about what's fun. What was fun in those days? Now think a little bit older. Think maybe between 10 and 15. What was fun in those days? Lots of things in life are fun. There are some amazing things in life. Things to savor and delight in. And Abraham got a big laugh yesterday. By thinking about some of the things we savor and some of the things that we rush through. And they were suggesting that perhaps we understand this better when we think about orgasm. And the whole room broke up when they said that. They said, do you want it to happen in a bang? Or do you want to savor it? And what about food? Do you want the IV? Very nutritious and efficient and effective? Or do you want to roll it around in your mouth a little bit and savor what you're eating? We're here to savor life. Savor this moment. Savor the experience. So when we think about being young teenagers, what were you touching your nose and saying, that was fun? That was fun. That was fun. And as you got a little older, late teens, maybe you were in school or starting work. And at the end of the day, what was entertaining you in those years? Was it your schoolwork? Were you inspired by great ideas? Or were you playing sports? Or were you hanging out with your girlfriend or boyfriend or playing in a band? What was inspiring you in those years? That was fun. That was fun. Was it going to the party or having the conversation? That was fun. That was fun. What do you remember? Going to a show, going to a concert, going to a dance or being a dancer? That was fun. That was fun. Shopping for clothes, picking out a new outfit, that was fun. Seeing a photograph of yourself that made your heart sing, that was fun. What do you remember about being in your 20s? Maybe you were starting to have children in your 20s and 30s. And playing with babies, your own or somebody else's. That was fun. That was fun. You were getting that sense of newness. Everything is new. The butterfly is new. The playground is new. The experience of spinach black is new. Or maybe yum. Covered in spaghetti, or chocolate cake, or a dripping ice cream cone. Some of you are grandparents are having those same experiences now. Delighting in what's new. That was fun. That was fun. That was fun. Romping and playing at an amusement park, going on a cruise, swimming with dolphins, seeing wild animals, taking a plane ride or a helicopter ride, or floating in a hot air balloon, riding horseback, swimming with dolphins. Those are all things that have been fun in my life. Traveling the world, going on road trips, having Abe Live parties. That was fun. That was fun. Going to an Abraham workshop, sitting in the hot seat, or doing registration and meeting all the people there. That was fun. Starring in a show or directing a show. That was fun. Discovering something new, being inspired to a new idea, having your heart touched by someone or something. That was fun. That was fun. Volunteering, giving of yourself, helping someone, planning a wedding or a birthday party or a bridal shower or a baby shower, buying a wonderful present for somebody or receiving a wonderful present. That was fun. That was fun. Decorating a Christmas tree, celebrating a holiday, putting on a costume. That was fun. That was fun. Playing an instrument, listening to someone else play an instrument really well. Being in a crowd of excited people screaming and yelling because it's so much fun where you are. Feeling the energy of the crowd. Having your team score a touchdown. That was fun. That was fun. Life is filled with moments of delight. Life is filled with moments. In the third segment yesterday, Abraham said, "We want you to understand that life is not about those big moments. It's about all the time in between the big moments. Those big moments, getting that job or that award or winning that acclaim, is just the excuse you use to be lit up. But it's the being lit up that's the real living of life. We would use any excuse we could find to get lit up. We want every hour not to be wasted on something boring. We want shiny beaded things to be flying through the air at all times. We want it to all to be fun and exhilarating. Prepare for the audition because you want the part. Well, it would serve you better to say, I'm auditioning always for the most satisfying moment I can find. Under those conditions, the best of everything will come to you. You don't let the absence of one shiny beaded thing keep you from another one. Because there are so many that are around. And if you get your heart set on one and use it as your excuse not to be tuned in, then not only do you not get to that place that you want to be, but you're not having fun along the way of not getting there. Hey, let's put it that way. We think you should have a really fun time on your way to not getting where you want to be right now. And if you could hear that just in the way we mean it, if you're having a really fun time on your way to not getting to where you think you want to be right now, you have to get to where you want to be. It has to work out that way. It has to work out that way. But if you're not getting there fast enough, or you're not getting there directly enough, or not getting there through the avenue that you thought was the avenue that you wanted to focus on, then you cut yourself off. And not only do you not get there, but you don't have fun on the way to not getting there. And we think you should have fun on your way to not getting where you want to be. Because it's not possible to not get to where you want to be if you're having consistent fun. And by fun, we mean all those good things. We mean light it up. We mean knowing you nailed it. We mean that you're really good. We mean that something you wanted came to you. We mean knowing that it got close, and if it got close, you're on the vibrational wavelength. What does that tell you? When we talk about law of attraction and we say you are your point of attraction and you're preparing your grid and something comes, even if it doesn't come all the way in, doesn't the fact that it came mean a lot? Doesn't it mean that you're in the vicinity of what you want? So don't you want to shore up that being in the vicinity by not nitpicking about when it comes exactly? And is it possible that something could seem like the most shiny beaded thing that you could ever want, and there's something even shinier and more beady around the corner somewhere? Something even more spectacular? Don't you like being on the trail of that? If there were a way we could just zap you so you would stop taking score, we would do it. But it would take a lot of the fun out of your life. But we really think if you could stop taking score of outcomes and instead take score of that time that you are lighted up, if you could, if that could be what you're reaching for, say, I'm reaching for an opportunity to feel like that, you see. Stop taking score of the outcomes and instead take score of the time that you are lighted up. So let's not squander our lives. Let's make the most of this hour. So take a moment and just breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. And prepare yourself for the shiny beaded things that are coming in this new hour. Breathe and relax. Stretch your back and your neck. Touch your nose and say, that was fun.
That was fun.
And so it is.